Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
You must remember that today you are being asked to make a decision, an important decision that could affect your life in many different ways. To the question being asked to you on this day.
Who wants a taco?
Yes, that's what it is, right?
Taco question.
It's Taco Tuesday, everybody.
Taco Tuesday.
Hothead Tuesday.
I'm not aware of anything else going on today. I believe it's just a...
That's the only thing that you know. I think there's something else going on today.
50% off Halloween candy.
I think that's true.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think that's
see that.
True. Let's see. There's something else. Let me see.
No, I think that's it.
Not the weather.
Is there a new episode of Young Sheldon on tonight?
No, there was supposed to be Sheldon and This Is Us, but that's... There's something coming on TV that's keeping the new episodes of every... I don't know. It'll come to me later.
Stranger Things. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, actually it is. Mm-hmm. It may not be the TV show, but there are definitely Stranger Things happening today.
Today is that day. And what will today bring? Monica, what do you think today will bring? It's such a random, tough question to ask right there.
I know, because you don't really know. Yeah, a lot of feelings, a lot of emotion, I think, today, for sure. I think that we should stay indoors. How about that?
Yeah, I like that one.
Stay inside. Enjoy your family. Still try to smile and stuff.
I think that's actually one when you say that is there are some important things to remember on a day like today. And, we're going to try to be a place where you can just laugh and have some fun and try to have perspective, you know, that kind of thing. And it is. It's like be happy. Celebrate happiness with family or whatever it is. Zoom your grandma. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's, tacos, for example. We're going to have a taco bar today.
Yeah. Today is definitely a day where you find your happy place or you just create your happy place and spoil yourself. Be a little selfish,
Yeah.
So it makes you smile.
Do I have to come back from my happy place? Because I feel like my happy place is a very far ways from here.
You still have to show up to work.
See, that's the thing. Like, if I go to my happy place, I won't be back in time this time tomorrow.
You can't physically go to your happy place. You have to mentally. That's something go that you say that.
Because I had a friend I have a friend currently in like Cancun. And I'm like, she's in Cancun. I'm like, she's in her happy place.
Exactly.
Right now. She may not come back.
Well, I think it's very important then that we need to make a quick field trip to Cancun just to slap her. I think just to be like, how dare you be in Cancun while the rest of us are here? Oh, wait, can we stay? This is very nice. It's one of these days where, everybody is free to have an opinion, free to vote in a way they so choose, and that's what makes this country great. So a level of perspective that I would like to offer as I watch people just in my own life, and I have friends that are Biden people, and I have friends that are Trump people, and there are the one thing that sticks out to me that bothers me when I hear certain people talk is, and this goes both sides, I have heard both sides act this way, that is, if their candidate doesn't win, life is over. Life as we know it is over. The other person is just the most horrible person on the face of the earth, and we will never be able to succeed. And here's the problem. I don't like that loser attitude at all. That is terrible loser attitude to have. Because, look, your person ain't going to win all the time in your entire life. Deal with it. And that's what makes this country great, is people with different opinions can figure out new ways to come up with stuff. So if you're going to sit there and whine and wallow about it, I don't want to hear it. Suck it up. Be a grown up.
Well, I would like to say what you said in less words.
Okay.
It bothers me when certain people talk.
There's that one too.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's good. That was good right there.
That's really there's really nothing else, because everything you said after that also applies to that statement.
Without
having to go into detail. There are just certain comments, certain opinions, certain thoughts that I would rather you just keep to yourself. Just stop talking.
Talk is cheap. is what it is. Okay.
It's becoming annoying.
Oh, it's becoming.
And I'll tell you another thing. I'm going to tell you the real reason I'm most excited about today to be over with. Yesterday, I received one, two, three, four, five different text messages asking me to volunteer at the polls to go here or to tell family and friends to text, "Hi, Antoine, I saw that you voted early. Can we count on you to tell at least five family and friends?" No, you tell them. I did my job.
They are telling
you. I think they have the message now. I think we all got the message.
You know, this is a quick little thang hack because amazingly, some people don't know this, but if you receive and this whole the telemarketing, the teletext, I guess if you want to call it that. This is kind of a new thing. And about the last year, really starting to get those. Just text the word stop to any of those, and that takes you off whatever list that is.
Even when it's coming from like a real person, because
because you're on a list.
This was Linda.
Oh, Linda.
And then after Linda, I got one from Susan. And then I got one from Robert.
I have a list here I was going to get into in a few minutes about people with certain names and who they're more likely to vote for. Was who did Linda support?
Linda said
Linda was trying to get you to vote for.
Let me go to Linda.
Because I'll tell you if that goes for
Linda
again.
Is volunteering.
I'm gonna say Trump.
Well, Linda's volunteering with the Democrats.
Okay. Okay, so your Linda was a Democrat.
Yes, that's what my Linda was.
You're weighing in that you feel like Linda's a Trump person, just the name Linda. Okay, I actually have Linda on the list. I will give you that answer is coming up in the trending. And, you know, it's something that I preach all the time, and today's a great day for it, that we don't have enough of in this world, and we'd be a lot better off if we did have, is respect. It's respect for fellow human beings, okay?
Simple.
That is a simple, very simple thing to do, is respect. Respect other people. You can have whatever opinion you want, but if you don't respect other people, why would you expect them to respect you either?
Mm-hmm.
So that is something to remember today, is you respect your fellow man and woman, not children. No one needs to respect them. They don't know what they're talking about yet.
They're not adults yet.
Exactly. No, love you, mean it. Yeah. We're going to be here. We're going to be happy. We're going to laugh. And if you're offended by it, I can't help you. Just go somewhere else. Just leave. Very bad at flirting. We're always trying to learn because we're very bad at flirting.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
I'm assuming he was trying to flirt because this girl, she's hanging out at the mall, she's eating Pop-Tarts, and of course she's playing around with apps on her phone, with TikTok, and all of a sudden she receives an airdrop. There's a guy behind her upstairs at the mall watching her, and also he has his film where he has his tape rolling, and he airdrops her the video.
Yeah.
How creepy is that?
Yeah, that's very creepy. An airdrop is something where on iPhones, you can kind of just drop a file or a picture directly to somebody else. You don't have to send them a text. You don't even have to know what their number is or anything. It totally is based on if your airdrop settings are set to, "I will receive a message from
everyone."
Yep. Yeah, well, then everyone is more than happy because you can kind of just pull it open and see who's around. Like, Candace's iPhone.
Yeah.
Kaboink. And there have been issues where, men are sending a little something like at the subway stations.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very bad. So bad at flirting. "Hey, I see you and I'm filming you right now." I don't believe that line has never worked. I don't think in the history of ever, "Hey, I see you and I'm filming you right now." Oh, you know what?
No.
It would work for James Cameron, Hollywood director.
It would have to.
"I'm filming you right now because I want you in Titanic. James Cameron."
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a no-go. Don't film people.
No.
I don't want to give this example because I think the random airdrop is creepy in itself, no matter what you're airdropping.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, but I did see it happen in a productive way. And you guys may remember this. We went to Chicago last year and we were in a giant meeting with a bunch of program directors and radio personalities, executives, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one person there, at least one person there, that didn't have a job. So he or she airdropped their resume
to
everybody in the room that had it on, saying, "Hey, I'm unemployed. Right. Hire me."
And that was a great idea until also attached. Like, why did he have to put that picture in there?
It was double-sided. We said keep your resume one page. Good. It extended.
Click if
with resume, that worked.
Swipe left if interested. Yeah,
but at least he did announce, when you announce it, like, "Hey, I'm going
to
send you this."
I would also like to point out that during this story, Monica, and it was a lovely story, and I do appreciate you bringing it to us, when you said, there was a girl in the mall, and she was eating Pop-Tarts and doing the TikTok. it's, you know, happy 63rd birthday to you.
I don't care. I really don't.
You know, nope. These kids today sitting in the malls with their TikToks and their Pop-Tarts.
Sitting in the mall with it. Yes.
This episode of Stranger Things.
Yeah. If you missed it yesterday, we were talking about where your ghost would haunt in the hot seat.
Uh-huh.
And Monica chose the Valley View Mall, and then they immediately filed for bankruptcy. I don't know what
they
happened.
Said no,
I know.
They said no thank you.
Yeah. They said no.
They said
they gave me the boot.
We'd rather get rid of the mall than have.
They're like, oh no, she's not coming in. Mall's closed. Forget about it. No teenagers will be in here doing the Pop-Tarts and the TikToks if we can help it. Hey, not at you, Mordenthang. Can you identify the Rona by somebody's cough? MIT says they can.
Okay.
They're smart.
I think Monica could do it. If anybody could do it, I think Monica could do it.
I think you're right. And she'll have reasons as to why one of them has the coronavirus. I'm going to play two different clips, two different coughs. And Monica is just going to, I know which is which. And y'all can, everybody can play along. Today, election day. And if you needed any kind of incentive to vote, there's a woman in South Carolina that did the early voting and on her way home bought a lottery ticket and won $2 million. So there you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm sure that will happen for you too.
And she was double smart because she voted early.
I know.
Like I did. In and out. Because that line today is going to be like getting Jordans.
Oh, people are
at the mall.
Out.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. I drove
by the church and it was like packed.
I don't think I'm ever voting on time again.
Ever.
Why? I didn't.
Ever.
I never really knew about this early voting thing until the coronavirus. I'm never going back.
See, I thought it was only like mailing it in.
Right.
Like I didn't think you could go to a physical place and like, oh yeah. I'm never, ever.
Yeah, I'm done on election day.
It was so quick.
It's quick.
It's never happening.
It's done. I'm out. I'm not doing it on the regular day ever
again. In 4 years when it's time to vote again, I'm going to vote at the end of September.
Yeah.
As soon as it opens. Yep. That's when I'm voting.
Antoine's like, I'm going to vote tomorrow for the next presidential election.
Get it out the way.
I can't wait to vote.
Exactly. I'm excited now.
I'll tell you this much. I say we are going to have to brace ourselves because 24 hours from now, I don't think we know who won yet. I really don't.
No.
It ain't going to happen. Yeah. I mean, in Virginia, for example, and because there are so many more people with the early and the absentee this year, in Virginia, just to give you an idea of the perspective, if it's close, is absentee ballots can be counted up through Friday.
Yes.
Okay, so as long as they're postmarked today. So if I go to post office and they stamp it, which seems odd, I could have just gone to the election place and given it to them, but whatever. If it is postmarked today, it's got 3 days still to show up, and they'll still count them up to Friday. So, you know, we could be twiddling our thumbs here for a week, maybe
just
longer.
Just waiting.
Yeah, so don't bank on having an answer tomorow morning because I'm just not sure.
I don't care about the answer. I just want the text and the commercials to stop.
That'll stop. I can promise you what won't stop is in the meantime, both of them will be telling you how they're the ones who won. That'll be happening too. So get ready for that. Get ready for all of it. And just get ready to find happy place, share kindness and respect. I know it's a crazy idea.
Simple. The same thing we tell our kindergartners.
Exactly. And maybe we could actually walk the walk, and that is what I'm going to do today. Whether I'm hungover tomorrow. Actually, you know what? That one I can probably promise you. I think that one's good.
You're going to be hungover tomorrow?
I don't know if I'm going to
necessarily. So many people are going to be hurting tomorrow.
I'm not necessarily going to be hungover, Monica, because I like to consider myself an adult who at least understands his limits. But I do find that I will be a little bit dusty tomorrow.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Right.
You know,
a little dusty.
Usually refer to it when you know you're not 100% because you went hard the day before. Uh-huh. Just a little cloudy, dusty.
Okay.
Cloudy with a chance of
meatballs.
I will be 85% tomorrow. But I'm going to give you all of my 85%. So there is that. Can you identify the coronavirus just by the cough? I got two different coughs and you tell me.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Yeah, because MIT says they got it all figured out. Let me get figure out. I got two different coughs here. Okay, I want to isolate it into two separate clips here. So let me just. I know which is which.
Okay.
Nobody else knows.
I do not know.
So I'm going to divide this into two files just so we can have Rona cough. Two. All right. And I will save that there. So we're going to do this here in just a minute. Dream tourism. That is a thing now. This people are kind of giving you guides on how to try to do it. Antoine, this is something you're familiar with. You've been trying to do dream tourism your entire life.
Yes, I have.
And this is a new way to travel during the pandemic is dream tourism, where you basically are trying to train your dream to send you to exotic locations.
I would love that. I've been trying that my entire life, and occasionally works.
So do you feel like it works? Because I never feel like it actually works.
People's- I feel like there have been times where I went to sleep watching something with the intention of dreaming about it, and I have dreamed about it.
Okay. See, the only thing I ever find is I watch something traumatic like The Walking Dead, and then I'm trapped in zombie apocalypse land. But man, so help me, if I watch, you
not
know,
relaxing.
If I look at one of those websites before I go to bed, that never seems to translate.
You're never trapped there.
Nope. I could be trapped there also in the zombie apocalypse. Like, I always got to work all that stuff in. I don't know about anybody else, and you can text into 52353. Has the coronavirus sort of worked its way into your dreams in just sort of regular life kind of dreams? I mean, I have dreams now where it's just like, oh, hang on, I gotta go get my mask. Like, that's it, part of the dream now.
I haven't had those dreams yet.
It's
been
the
dreams where I think we've all had where we've woken up feeling anxiety because in the dream nobody was wearing a mask.
There's that too. But yeah, I even had some very basic ones, like in the dream where we talk about getting takeout instead of going to a restaurant.
Right.
You know, really just stupid things like that. But that is the world we live in. Have you been able to influence your dreams? Do you feel like you know how to do that? You can text into 52353 and let us know what you got going on. Today is election day, and I totally disagree with the CDC on this one. I can't believe this is a thing. The CDC says if you have coronavirus, you can still go vote today. And I'm like, no.
Nope.
No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
Please don't go vote.
Stay at home. No.
People with coronavirus who are quarantining because they might have been exposed should still vote today. Just wear a mask, stay 6 feet away from people, and let the poll worker know.
Can they send a voice memo? Does that count as a vote?
Right.
Can they do that?
There has to be some kind of absentee thing that they can do.
Can you airdrop your vote? Remember back in the day on American Idol, you would call 01 or 02 for the person you wanted to vote for? How about that? 01 for Biden, 02 for Trump. Go ahead.
So simple.
Dial it in. Ryan Seacrest will answer the phone on the other side and be all set. Go vote. Get out of here. Okay. So I have two different coughs. And you tell me, Monica, and Antoine too, which one has the coronavirus and which one does not have the coronavirus, okay? Here's cough one. You tell me. Here, cough one. Here's one of them. Okay. Now let me go to cough two. One of them has the coronavirus. There you go.
Because I think cough two.
You think the second one, the one I just played, you think that one has the coronavirus?
I think that one has it.
Okay.
And I would agree with Monica. It sounds like they're
sounds really dry and just like she can't breathe.
Yeah, like she's trying to catch her breath.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, so you say this one. That's the one you say has a coronavirus.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then I'll play the other one again just for your point of reference one final time. Here it is. Okay, so you stand by your answer?
I mean, she's taking a deeper breath on one, but on two, she really seems like she just can't catch her breath.
Okay. You're wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Yeah, the other one is the one with the coronavirus. You know, it starts to get a little confusing because you just hear a bunch of coughs, but this is the one. It's the one that I played first.
The one that can't breathe.
Here it is. It's and I think
that deep breath.
What's interesting about it is, and I didn't mention this, and I don't know if this would have swayed your thing. It was someone with the coronavirus who was asymptomatic, and that was their cough.
Okay.
And so it's something about this. MIT research says they can develop an app. There's something that you don't necessarily hear with your ears, but there's ways in the pitch and the tone of the cough that they think is distinct for someone who has the coronavirus. Now, that one does sound thinner, like thinner and almost drier, and maybe that's why. Because it doesn't have that regular moist juiciness of fun human coughing.
Well, I just took it like if someone has taken a deep breath, I'm like, oh, their lungs got the Rona.
You know, I'll be perfectly honest. When I heard the clips the first time, I thought they all had the coronavirus. I'm like, forget it. Y'all, everybody.
I don't want to be around any of these coughs.
Everybody coughing has a coronavirus now. They're like, I'm not. It's my allergies. I'm like, get out of here.
And we have somebody who just texted into 52353 that says, as someone who had COVID, this game is causing PTSD.
Oh, man. Ugh. Sorry. You know what?
Sorry. I'm glad you're doing better.
Hopefully. Yeah, obviously, if you're texting.
Yeah, the whole world is PTSD. We can't help it. I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Pick out the liar, win a prize. Is it me, Isaac? I'm stressed out about my shoes.
I, Monica, popped my son's birthday balloon.
I, Antoine, am having Monica-type dreams.
Okay. Text 52353. Taylor from Parisburg says, Monica has got to be the one who's lying. There's no way she would do that to her poor son.
That means you're wrong.
It happened. It was an accident.
Oh, what's it now?
Yes, because his balloon, for whatever reason, was by the front door. So as I, like, you know, walk outside to get the mail, his balloon starts to float outside. And I slammed the door at the same time. And so it popped. Like,
that's
the
impressive.
Sound just, like, rocked. Yes. And my mom was here at our house, and she was like, oh, my gosh, is everything okay? And then Ava was like, what was that? And Hendrix, he just grabbed his chest, and he said, my balloon. I was like, you'll be all right.
Oh, you'll be all right. That was it. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
You have another birthday next year.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if anything, right. it's good that you gave him what I call the kid apology, because they do something and they destroy something and they go, sorry. I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Didn't seem sincere.
My daughter did that the other day.
Oh,
they're all,
that balloon.
My son and my daughter screwing around. They're playing around in the afternoon in mommy and daddy's bed, and they're moving around all the pillows. And then all of a sudden, I hear a noise. I hear a crash. I go upstairs. Oh, look. There's a lamp on the floor. Oh, and it's broken. And I said, what the heck happened here? And my daughter says, the lamp fell. I said, correction. The lamp was knocked off the table.
Oh,
there is a difference between the lamp fell and the
gravity.
Lamp was knocked over, and you knocked it over.
It was gravity, Dad.
Well, I didn't mean to. Well, of course, nobody means to do anything.
Unless it was an ugly lamp, and they were trying to get rid of it.
No, and now it's broken, and the last one was broken from these same heathens, and I'm going to start taking Christmas money for lamps, just so you know. All right? Your Christmas money is going to become lamp money around here. So, I, Zach, am stressed out about my shoes, and Antoine.
Antoine, am having Monica-type dreams.
Okay, who is lying? There's an Antoine. Let's see how many spellings of Antoine do we have. Antoine, the regular way. There's also A-N-T-W-A-N and an A-N-T-W-O-N. Well, you're all wrong.
That means you're wrong.
I am. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, because Monica has exciting dreams, as she's said multiple times.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, I could not stop having exciting dreams. In fact, in one dream, I was in the car and I was thinking to myself, how am I going to die one day? And then I started to cycle through different ways of dying. So the first one was the car crashed. And then I woke up and went back to sleep. The next thing you know, I got poisoned. And then I woke up, went back to sleep. And then I got shot. It kept happening throughout
the entire
night.
So it's like that horror movie that you were telling us about.
Yeah, Happy Death Day to you.
Yeah.
Where I kept dying and I couldn't figure out why I kept dying.
That's so annoying, because none of that is relaxing either.
None.
That is not restful,
it
restorative.
Make me feel good.
No, it doesn't. You're like, oh, it's all sweaty and gross. Hey, we got a lot of different texts here. Bryce and Rocky Mount, Justin and Pulaski, all saying that I am, in fact, the liar.
Correct.
You would be correct. I do not have shoe stress, but I'm going to tell you right now, I am stressed out about this new iPhone. I'm just.
It's coming up.
Man.
Aren't pre-orders soon?
Friday. I got a pre-order on Friday, Monica. I've never pre-ordered before. I don't even know. I'm so stupid. I'm thinking to myself, do I go to the Apple site to pre-order, or do I go to Verizon to pre-order? Where do I go do this? And then, I mean, it's not even the getting of the phone that's the true pressure here. It's the accessories, my friend. I don't know what to do.
There's going to be a lot of accessories.
Oh, which ones do I need? Which case is the right case? There's too many cases. Have you ever typed in iPhone case on Amazon? That's the whole day.
Monica, what should he do? How should he handle the stress of Friday?
Just don't think about it. Just order. Look at it. Say, okay, well, I need a military-grade case. That's what I want. Yeah. Get it.
Yes, but is it time? Do I need to buy one now? Have they had a chance to put out the good ones, or am I just buying, like, the China one?
Oh, don't.
It's not the good one.
The template.
Just order. Yeah.
I don't want to waste money. I have FOMO. I fear that I'm buying the wrong thing.
All right.
What's fear of buying the wrong thing? Fobletino something?
Fubro or something?
I am Fubro, man. Oh, I got too much Fubro.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Ready to vote, a lot of people. And, you know, like I said before, I am never doing this day of election thing again. I love this early voting. It's awesome.
And right now, I'm taking solace and looking on Instagram and Snapchat and social media and just seeing the lines of people waiting in line. I'm like, come on.
I'm good.
Listen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Next voting period. So next year when you could vote on something else, do it early.
Man, I love this advance. I love being, you know.
You can even go on a Saturday. You know,
I know.
Exactly.
I'm a guy who likes to be first in line at the farmer's market. I'm a big fan.
I'm all about privilege.
here's an old tradition that people are bringing back today for the election is the election cake. I had never heard of the election cake.
I haven't either.
Is it like a gender reveal cake where it's red or blue on the inside for who's going to win?
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
You find out, you know, or who you're going to vote for. So then the rest of your family cuts into it and they're like, no!
Yes! Yes! I told you!
Oh, no!
That's a party right there.
No, I guess it used to be a cake that people would bake on election day to help them get through the long night of counting ballots. I don't know if it was like a polling place thing. What I don't like is that it's sort of like a dense fruit cake.
A dense?
You know, fruit cake. Fruit cake's the worst.
Fruit cake is so dense.
I'm about to say fruit cake on its own is terrible.
Right. Have we not suffered enough on election day that that's the kind of cake we need to have? But I think just the general idea of the election cake, that seems like a good idea. We like that.
What do you think about the election party? So I have friends who I've never attended one, but they would have election parties where depending on what state is red or blue, you have to take a shot, you have to take a drink, and all kinds of like fun drinking games throughout the night.
Party's a relative term this year. Party alone is risky no matter what. Politics party, that adds in just that little level of scariness.
Right.
But what are you doing for the election? You can always text in to 52353. Absolutely exercise your right to vote today as we continue with number two. There it is. Here we go.
Number two.
All right, I'll break up some election monotony a little bit, and then we'll get into who you're voting for based on your name, according to this article. And do you identify with other Lindas, I guess is what it would be.
Okay.
Oh, and who is winning the Karen vote? And are you happy about that or sad? I don't even know. Let's go in with this guy. Did you see the doctor, Monica? This seems like your kind of story. The doctor who got tricked into buying Aladdin's lamp.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I knew it.
Heard a little bit about that.
I knew Monica would know about that story. This doofus. He's a doctor. And I'm going to tell you, that's the scariest part of this whole story.
Uh-huh.
I ain't no doctor I'm ever going to. Got tricked into buying Aladdin's lamp for $41,600. This was in India. And this group of people said, look, we have Aladdin's lamp. I have a fuzzy picture of it. I mean, it looks like a crappy version of Aladdin's lamp.
Yeah, I have
Aladdin's
it in front
lamp.
Of me, yeah.
And the doctor claims that they started brainwashing him. They conjured up the genie in the lamp. And one of them even dressed up as Aladdin to go and try and, do you want to buy this lamp?
That's funny.
Again, this man is a doctor. And not only am I mad about that, I want to know what medical school he went to. Who gave him a degree?
Who's accredited here?
The original asking price of Aladdin's lamp was $200,000. So, I mean, he got a deal.
He got it on
the
deal.
$41,600. You know, the people got arrested. And this one, to me, is sort of, all right, look, if someone's stupid enough to buy Aladdin's lamp for $41,000, that's on them. I don't think we need to protect that person at all. And why do the other two people have to go to jail for that? It's one thing if you lie and say, I have the coronavirus vaccine. Like that, okay.
You can't.
No.
False advertise, I
okay.
guess.
But if I go around saying, I'm Batman, if you believe me, how's that my fault?
Wait, are you?
Oh, man.
Cover your face and your nose so I can
Batman.
Just see your mouth.
Wait, let me just, I'm Batman.
You can't do it like, I'm Batman.
Thank you.
Monica, Zach just put his hand like horizontally.
I did like the mustache.
He made it like into a mustache. I'm like, that's...
Oh, that's not Batman.
Hello, I'm Batman, my good man. Have you seen my mobile anywhere? It is shaped of a bat.
I can still see your forehead.
Number one.
Who's getting the Karen vote today? And do you want the Karen vote? I don't even know.
I don't. You don't. I wouldn't want the Karens to vote for me.
They want every vote, though. They want everyone to vote.
No,
today,
I want everybody
to be so close.
I want everybody to vote. I'm just saying, if I was up for something and people were voting for or against me, the Karens can vote against
me. No, what
I'm
saying is that, like, Biden and Trump, they want every name. They want Karen, you know, they want all of it. So who do you think? These are just people named Karen. These are not people that, you know, have been dubbed Karen by social media. Karens are voting for who? Monica, who do you think Karens are voting for?
Ooh, I think Karens are voting for Trump.
You think Karens are Trump? Antoine, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
This is like Hollywood Squares back in the day.
I disagree. I think the Karens are voting for Biden.
Antoine, you are
correct.
Yep. Antoine's, the majority of Karens are voting for Biden. It's actually close to the Karen camp. 60% are pro Biden and 40% are pro Trump. We were talking about Linda's earlier. Antoine received a message from Linda that said, please go vote for Biden.
Yes.
Monica believes Linda sounds like a Trump sort of
name.
It's
going opposite.
Okay. Monica Brooks.
Correct.
You are correct. Linda's are for Trump. Also for Trump, shout out Nancy. Hello, Jennifer.
Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy and Jennifer are big on the Trump tip.
Okay.
Look, New York Times, they ask people who they're voting for, and they took the names and they did the statistics. So go get mad at them if you're mad, Nancy or Jennifer or Linda. Or on the other side, if you're mad, because Karens on the Democratic side were joined by Barbara's, Lisa's, Patricia's, Elizabeth's, and Susan's.
The Barbara's and the Patricia's kind of surprised me.
Yeah, you think of Barbara?
Yeah, I feel
like Barbara. They were named after Barbara Bush.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And is there a difference between a Barb and a Barbara?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Barbs are like younger.
I mean, I just think about Stranger Things, Barb.
You do. Yeah, to me, Barbs
are dead. Barbs
are dead. Dead people can't vote. Everybody else can vote.
Barb.
You can vote however you are today, unless you're dead. If you're dead, you're not allowed to vote today.
Your vote doesn't count.
Darn it all. Yeah, Barb to me feels like a Democrat, but Barbara, that may be
more Republican
on the Republican side. Yeah, that's interesting.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth. According to Zach,
it's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, it's time for another round of go home. Nobody needs you. We're done with you. So cut it out and get out of the way. Private accounters, go home. Nobody needs you. I'm sorry, but I do not appreciate it when somebody follows me on Instagram, gets to see all my awesome pictures, and then I go to their profile and I get,
this account is private.
What? Oh, is it now, Mr. or Mrs. Fancy Pants? Why is it perfectly acceptable for you to stalk everybody else, but then all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, I just need to keep my own information private. No! You follow me, I get to follow you. It should be that simple. Also, I don't like being made to feel like a groveling little peasant who has to ask for your approval to follow you back. Sitting there all smug with your pending approval button where you get to lord over me and decide if I'm allowed to see your precious selfies. I have a blue check mark next to my name. That means I'm like important or something, right? I don't know. It seems like it is. So you know what? You bow to me and the magic check mark. Here's another one. Tattlers, go home. Nobody needs you. What is this? Fourth grade? I am so sick and tired of grown-ass people tattling on other people. Okay, committing a crime, sure. You can tell the popo that. But complaining to the HOA because you don't like somebody's yard decorations? Mind your business. I can't stand concerned citizens. They ain't concerned about anything. They just have too much time on their hands and they spend all day staring through the curtains of their house trying to figure out who has a permit for their privacy fence or whatever else. You're an adult with your own issues and responsibilities. Go act like one. Heck, I don't even like it when kids are tattletales. My own kids come running to me.
Isabella did this. Lennon did that. Ah!
Don't care. Do we not have bigger problems to tackle than this? Go home. Nobody wants you. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
And I can tell you this much, Antoine. knowing no other details of this story,
right?
I am here to say I can't believe this guy.
You can't believe.
No, he needs to just get over it.
I can't believe it. No, I can't believe he was put in the situation that he was in, and I have no clue what that situation was.
And there he was in the wrong, just being all wrong and stuff. That is, I'm going to draw a hard line in the sand. That's a position I'm going to take. And eventually, all right, this is going to bite me in the butt.
It's going to.
Right.
I feel confident.
Yeah. I'm going to so desperately want to support whatever his side is, but I'm not going to. I will be the side of anti-what's-his-face.
And his name is not Patrick. Well, he wants to remain anonymous.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing okay. We like taking sides before we even know the information. It's fun.
It's the most fun.
It's really what people do in this world, right? We just read the headline and we move on. That's all it is. So Antron is here to come to your defense, and Monica is here to referee the two of us fighting over it. So what happened at this party, Patrick?
All right, well, I really need to know how to handle all this. My friend's wife, okay, she came on to me at a Halloween get-together this weekend.
Okay.
Now, it was a small group of us, and I was trying to do the whole social distance thing, but, like, every time I turned around, she was, like, right there, you know? And it didn't help. Like, she was dressed as, like, a mermaid, you know?
Ah,
I
yes.
was a prince.
That, there's a lot of that's hard to move around with your legs. If you really go all in on the mermaid.
There's a lot of waddling.
There's a lot of waddling going on. Now, and you're somehow convinced that she was hitting on you.
There's no doubt about it. And plus, I mean, she was totally intoxicated as well.
Okay.
And then my buddy, of course, was so drunk, he just, you know, completely fell asleep on the couch.
All right.
And it was like, at one point, she leaned in to kiss me, right? And I moved so fast, she totally fell on the floor. I didn't even have a chance to catch her. It was like, boom.
Do you not know? I mean, Greg probably just had, this guy had some Snickers on his face. Patrick, whatever the heck his name is.
Okay.
It's not his name anyway. It doesn't matter.
Greg.
I don't know.
He's like, my friend Greg.
Look here, Greg. Greg was sleeping. I don't know what's going on.
It's Tuesday now. I haven't talked to my buddy in a couple of days, but I really don't know my next move. I mean, I've known these guys for years.
Yeah, okay.
But her behavior was way out of line. And I also feel bad. She probably has, like, a huge knot on her head. You know what I mean? She felt, boom, pretty hard.
Right. She probably has a concussion. She doesn't remember anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So then we're all good. And he was asleep, so we're good. We move on from the situation.
She's doubtful for next Sunday.
I would say, you know what? I am not sticking up for this guy because far too often we men in this world, and I will lump myself into this too, we always think women are hitting on us. All the time. And Monica, I think it's safe to assume that I would say 1% of 1% of the time is that actually happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you take, like, any movement is like, she is flirting with me. No, uh-oh, she's just handing you your change.
And she's breathing. She's breathing.
You know, it's funny. I thought the same thing when you were saying that jokingly. I was thinking to myself of times in my life where someone I feel like very flirtatiously hands me the change. I feel like, you know, she wants some of this. There is no doubt.
And we're in the South, so everybody is honey or babe or baby or darling.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
and, you know, as we all know, it is a proven fact that I am irresistible.
Oh,
so there's that too. So it's
well, see, then I have to rethink. Of course, we're not hugging people right now, but I'm a hugger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah,
you got to rethink your hugs.
I like to actually just like, I love to just give hugs.
Right. I mean, there's no doubt. Again, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Monica's into me. Like it's obvious.
But see,
did you hear how she laughed right there, Antoine? Listen to that.
The thing about Patrick got the mermaids coming out the water for him.
It's Halloween, you know.
He got the mermaid. He got Ariel and everything.
So you think he's irresistible?
I think it is.
Okay, so what's his next move?
It's just you, Patrick. It's your fault then.
Yeah, it's your fault for just being so darn awesome.
Well, if I've learned anything from Zach and Monica here on the K92 Morning Thing, I've learned don't say anything. Just pretend like it didn't happen.
I'm a big fan of that.
That's the advice for many things in life.
At this point, I think you completely ignore it and you just see where life takes you, because you never know from this point forward. Maybe it was a total misunderstanding and it'll never come up again. Maybe they're into this kind of thing and they've been trying to recruit sexy Patrick for so many years, and maybe that'll be the path you go down. You have no idea. You really don't.
Well, I look forward to next Halloween.
Prince Patrick.
Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear.
Sing
a song.
It's the song that's in your soul. Life has a soundtrack, and that's what we do, is we take your texts and we turn them into a story. The story of you, or the story of whatever we want it to be. Oh, wait, I'm not even on.
Oh.
Put your microphone on. There you go.
I was like, where'd Antoine go? He's leaving the room.
I'm walking out. I decided that I'm going to turn all of my Sing Your Last Text into my own little mixtape.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to download all the verses and just put them together.
I thought maybe Antoine was saying, yes, every person lives the soundtrack, and mine is the closing credits. I'm out of here. I'll see you later. Goodbye. I'm out. Yeah, so what you do is you text in to us. The number is 52353. And just send us the last text that you sent to anybody. Put it in quotes so we know what's what. And then name and town, we like that, so we can shout you out if we ever decide to do your text.
Yes.
Like my friend Trevor in Manita, who texted in the song that I'll be singing called I'm Getting Plastered.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That one. All right. Okay. And I have a text from Allison in Goodview. Beans.
Beans.
That's it. One word.
Beans?
Beans.
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 Yep.
Okay.
And Monica, I should point out, because I said to Antoine, I said, would you like to go first or last? And he goes, I'll go last. I'm like, ooh.
He gave me the choice.
Okay.
Let me close the bar.
We're ready for it.
Let me close the bar.
Antoine, there we go.
Hey, and I got Brandon, so from Roanoke, his text, it's not terrible yet, but it's going to get that way.
Is that an election song? Is it?
I know.
It sounds like it.
Mine is actually an election song. So I figure I'll kick it off because we had the story yesterday that lots of people are just going to eat, drink, and smoke their way through the election, which that is, I have chosen to accept that as sure. Why the heck not? I'm going to do that. So we're going to make it a bit of an election themed song here from Trevor and Manita. It's called I'm Getting Plastered Because of This Election. Are we ready for a little Sing Your Last Text? Here we go. So it'll go me and then Monica and then Antoine. Here we go. It launches right in. So I am ready
to
roll. Here we go. I'm getting plastered because of this election. I'm gonna get drunk so I don't get upset tonight. I'm getting plastered because of this election. Because everything is better when you've had tequila. I don't care which old man wins or loses. I just want the whole stupid thing to be over. I'm getting plastered because of this election. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. Thank you.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Vote for Zach.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that song.
You vote and you get a shot of tequila at the end. And
it's a party now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a party.
Monica will never vote again. That'll be the end of it. She's like, I can't do it. Speaking of shots, Antoine has requested the song Shots for his song.
Yes, so for mine.
Oh.
So that's why we're closing the bar.
Yes, we definitely are.
I like Monica.
Batter up. What do we have?
Okay, so I have Brandon, his text. It's not terrible yet, but it's going to get that way.
Okay.
And I picked Queen, Champions.
We are the champions. Oh, man. Okay.
So it's going to start at the hook.
Yes, it will.
It's a really quick song.
We'll launch in. Antoine and I will try to help you if we can.
Yes.
Because Monica broadcasts from the she shed, so she gets just a little bit of a delay. So it's always, on a day like today, it's fitting. It's a hot mess. So here we go.
Yep. It's all right.
So we'll help you. It loads up here. Let's go on and on. Here you go.
It's not terrible yet. But it's gonna get that way, I bet. It's not terrible. Come on, Hendrix.
Right away. Yes, there it is. I like it.
There you go.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
What is your son? Because he's there. He's getting ready for school.
He's actually shaking his head and getting ready to run.
Okay.
Where are you going? You're going to sing with mommy. You can sing it with mommy next time. Uh-huh.
I don't like
this. You don't like this song?
I don't like this going on. I'm blinking two times for help. What's going on?
Yeah, that was funny.
You know what? Maybe next time with the Sing Your Last Text
duet.
When he can pick the song. Like if there's a song that he likes,
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a great idea. He's like, I don't agree to this. I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on. Shots, my friends. What was that? What was he saying there? Was he running?
Oh, he said, I'm going upstairs. He just took off running.
He's out of here. It's this, good because, you know, it's time for a grown-ups.
This is where if you're me, because I always say that one last inappropriate thing that hurts their feelings, I'd be like, that's why I popped your balloon.
Yep. Gas.
Dang it, I missed it.
Yeah. Okay. Antoine's text is simply beans.
It's just beans.
That's
Allison
all it is.
From Goodview.
And what do beans turn into? Well, they turn into shots here on the K92 morning thing. Happy Hour Triple Play is on the way. Get it fired up. Monica's Hot List. Craigslist Price is Right is Election Day Survival Kit, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. When I walk in the store, all eyes on me. I'm with my potluck crew, you'll eat for free. We like pinto, they're good with me. Come get your plate, it's time to eat. Beans, 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 even llama beans, 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 also kidney. Wait, wait for it, we got more. We ain't done yet. Yeah. Our colleagues love us when we make beans. They have an excuse to unlatch their jeans. We came to get full. How about you? Don't leave just yet. Here comes round two of beans, 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 beans. Everybody, beans, 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 beans. Now I'm sweating. I'm exhausted.
I'm out of breath.
I'm tired.
Too many beans.
There's too many.
What's going on?
There's heavy on my stomach there.
Sing your last text.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Folks are going in on Kendall Jenner.
Sorry, go ahead.
They're mad at her.
They're mad at who?
I said folks are going in on Kendall Jenner because she had a Halloween party. She had about 100 people. At this party. So Justin and Hailey Bieber, The Weeknd, Jaden Smith, Kim and Kanye, they were there. But she says that all the guests had to take a rapid COVID test in order to be allowed in. But people also going in on Jaden Smith because he showed up wearing an oxygen mask as his costume.
I believe his defense, he was going as the character in the movie Tenet. Denzel Washington's kid, and I guess there's something.
John David Washington, yeah.
There's something to do with an oxygen mask on that one.
But people not fond of it.
Is that a place I really want to go to? No, but
it was a rooftop party. Does that help?
And they all took a COVID test before they got there. Is it any different? None of us are outraged by an NFL game, which is as many people, if not more.
They all take the
rapid COVID test. So, you know, there's that. And again, you don't want to go.
I don't even know anymore.
I don't either.
I'm not going to be there.
I don't know.
But it is what it is.
Right. And to be clear, we were invited and we declined.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Take that.
Because once Jaden went, Jaden sent me a text. He said, hey, Ankh, do you want to come? I was like, nah, I'm chilling.
Yeah. Stole your costume, I think is what it was.
We only had one oxygen mask.
Yeah. And what did Will do for Halloween?
Here we go.
Do you know?
I don't know.
What?
That's a good question.
Oh, no. Okay. I thought there was something more.
What do you think he did, Monica?
Yeah, I was going to say.
He made a pumpkin carving
video. He had a
good
time hanging out with Jason Derulo.
Is that what it was?
Wow, that's hurtful.
He made home videos.
He did a pumpkin carving video.
Okay. So he wasn't allowed out?
Oh, did
he? That's
cute.
Why are we saying, you guys are so mean. It's just unnecessary.
Number
We're just checking in on
him. Seeing how Will's doing, that's all.
Beyonce, she has actual beehives at her home. She wants you to know that she has 80,000 bees.
80,000
bees?
And
she said, we make hundreds of jars of honey a year. So that's pretty cool. So I guess she has that's her little side business for her kids.
You know,
they'll make money. I would buy her money.
That's the thing. That's how ridiculous it is. Is once you're in, you're in. You know, in whatever it is.
Yeah.
Celebrity or just when you have that level of influence, mm-hmm. Beyonce can throw together a bunch of bees. She can put honey in a jar and say it's Beyonce's honey. She could charge $40 a jar, and people would buy it. It would sell out at $40 a jar. She could seriously go buy the bears at Kroger and squeeze it into a jar and say it was Beyonce's honey, and she would be able to sell that one for $40.
She would make so much money. And now
you made it.
Her kids can take over this business, because it'd be fun for the kids to be like, oh, is this my little honey? Because, you know.
Because they need
to work.
She'd be
like, oh, my honeybees.
But that'll be the thing, too, is ability. So when her kids are all rich, when they grow up, they're like, well, you see, I had a business at age four. I'm like, yeah, but you have the Beyonce honey business. Like, it ain't the same. I understand, but no, it's not the same. Yeah.
So you want Beyonce to adopt
one.
I am. I'm jealous. That is straight jealousy right there. Green with envy, and it's gross. I completely understand. Yes, I admit it.
Okay, so Dave Chappelle, he's going to take over SNL this Saturday.
I'm excited.
Which is going to be a big night because it's post, you know, election.
Yeah.
So he's, he's going to tackle it. They said he did it 2016. He was hosting.
Right. I saw
SNL,
it. They don't have to tell me that. Monica's like, they said he did it back in 2016.
They said.
I'm like, I saw it.
You saw it? I didn't see it.
It will not
I didn't.
Yeah.
For the faint of heart.
No, it will not, regardless of what goes down or doesn't go down. I'm not 100% sold. We'll know who the president is come Saturday. So who knows?
Yeah.
We'll find out. I can tell you, they're both going to tell you they won. But the question is, who actually wins the election? But yeah, Chappelle will definitely pull no punches.
That'll be something to watch.
I promise you in advance, if you are one of those people, good news, you are already offended. You're offended already. he hasn't even opened his mouth. And I promise you, he's going to offend you. That will definitely happen.
Gosh.
So get ready for it. Should be good. Or should be interesting, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. It'll be talked about. There is no doubt about that. It's time to play the Craigslist Price is Right. And this is a very special edition of the Craigslist Price is Right because I have your Election Day Survival Kit, friends.
I need that.
Mm?
Oh.
Yep. I have all items that you may need to survive Election Day, regardless of who you're voting for. You may need these items because they will speak to you both before the election, during the election, and after the election here in the Craigslist Price is Right. Antoine will take on Monica in the game. Also, we're going to have what I'm calling a better Election Day debates. Better ones.
All right.
Get down to the core, the heart of the issues that matter. Like when we ask the question, if you're not sure if some food or drink in your refrigerator has gone bad, do you smell it or do you taste it? Those, my friends, are the debates we're going to have here in just a minute. So we'll get into that. You can always text in to 52353. Are we ready to play?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Let's do it. Election Day survival kits. This stuff is all readily available on Craigslist if you would like to purchase it and you're in the mood to get the party started because you want to be festive or you want to drink away your angst or your fears or whatever it is. How about your very own frozen margarita machine, baby?
I'll take one.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. This is one of those, I mean, it looks like a slushy machine from 7-Eleven, but of course, you put your margaritas in there instead and you got yourself a frozen Taco Tuesday concoction. Ready to roll. What would you pay for this brand new stainless steel margarita machine, baby? It is, in case you're an aficionado of the brands, it's the Taylor 340 serial number K00079908. Ooh, it's the 908.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm locked.
You gotta have that info.
Not to be confused with the 907. Okay, that is old news.
That's so
right
last
there.
Year.
Oh my God, it's like 2 years ago even. Antoine, what would you pay for a brand new margarita machine?
I would pay $145.
$145. Monica, what would you pay for a brand new margarita machine?
$97.
$97. I don't know where you guys shop. The correct answer is
$2,300. $2,000?
This is a big old, like a slushy machine. I mean, this is a big old slushy machine like you would have at 7-Eleven.
I still would think $2,000.
Now listen here.
You think they're $100? A margarita machine?
Yes.
$100.
Obviously. Yeah. That's what I think. That's what we wrote.
Well, you're never going to get your margarita machine with this sort of price point. Wow. So you would never think, like $2,000 for... Like, what if you went to Golden Corral, that ice cream machine, the ice cream maker? Would you think $100 on
that
thing?
I didn't think of the size. I thought of one that you would have, like, in your home.
Oh, like the Snoopy snow cone maker,
yes.
But with margaritas
in it. I was thinking
one
that you would have in your kitchen currently.
I guess, you were bidding on the 907, not the 908. I mean, good grief. Well, that is a point for Antoine
in round one
of the Craigslist Price is Right. This is your Election Day survival kit. So let's move on to round two. Craigslist Price is Right. I feel like lots of people tonight will be angrily gathering around their television, mad, and probably wanting to throw stuff at their TV.
I could see that happening.
Right. But you don't want to break your television. You have a nice, beautiful TV up there on the wall. The wall mount is such a pain to have to deal with. So why don't you buy yourself a Sony Trinitron 20-inch old-school TV with a VCR built into it, friends. This is one of those ones you put the VCR tape in. Yeah. So this is old-school television. Yeah, that way if you want to throw stuff at the television, throw it at this television because it's old and broken. Actually, it says it works, and I also enjoy the fact that it says it's a combo gaming television because it has a plug. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Combo gaming. Okay. Yeah.
Gaming for your Sega Genesis from 25 years ago. Good working condition. No remote, if that matters to you.
It probably does. Yeah.
Okay. No remote.
It does matter.
What would you pay for this old janky TV?
Okay, I'm locked.
Monica Brooks, what'd you put?
$44.
$44. Antoine?
$18.05.
$18.05. We don't know who's selling this TV, but it might be Monica Brooks' evil twin because it's $44.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Reach to that pocket.
Yep. Right on it. Put your old VCR tapes of The Lion King in there and just go to your happy place for the entire night. Or again, just throw old shoes at it and smash it on the ground and throw it off a balcony if you want. We are all tied up in the Craigslist Price is Right. Your secret sound clue is it's about 12 minutes away. These clues are going to help you, especially the ones this week. Bonus clues on your app as well. Okay. Now, regardless of who you're voting for tonight,
right?
There are many people on both sides that say, if my candidate doesn't win, I am leaving this country. So what would you pay for a trunk? I have an antique trunk.
A trunk?
Yeah, you know, like the kind Jay-Z and Beyonce use when they travel? These gigantic trunks. So it's
jewels?
Yeah, well, it's like a big, it would be the kind of trunk that they would have jewels in the Goonies. It is one of those big wooden leather strap looking trunks. So if you've decided you're moving to Canada or Liechtenstein or Germany or wherever it is you're going, you're going to need a trunk because you're going to have to bring a lot of stuff with you.
Okay.
Yes. So what would you pay for the trunk to get you out of here in the Craigslist Price is Right? It includes inside removable shelf and leather handles.
Ooh, leather.
And condition is good. It is ranked as good condition.
Good.
For your antique steamer trunk.
All
and maybe
right,
you want to go old school with
I'm
it.
I'm locked.
Like, instead of flying anywhere, you should go by boat. Like they did back in Statue of Liberty sort of days. Just put that big wool suit on, stand out on the balcony of the Titanic, and just enjoy. All right, everybody's locked. Antoine, what'd you put?
I'm going to pay $225.01.
All right. Monica.
Because I'm going $75.
$75. Okay.
Yeah, do some math
I'm
now,
I'm doing
Zach.
A little bit of math. And just remember, math is hard, kids. Let's go ahead and do that. Wait a minute. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Antoine, you bid $225.01,
and
right?
1 cent.
Monica said
$75. I lost it because of the penny, didn't I?
The actual retail, the asking price is $150, which is directly in the middle. But Antoine, you are $75.01 off. Monica, $75 off. She wins.
That's stupid.
Oh,
penny.
Man. What?
That's stupid. That's why I throw pennies out the window.
That's messed up.
That's great.
Well, congrats to me, though.
Congrats to you. Yes. I was doing the math because, you know, again, math is hard. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, he's 1 cent. Oh,
that hurts.
Look at that.
That
does hurt. That does hurt. Friends, you are being asked to make a decision, and we need to know, where do you stand? Which team are you? Are you Team Smell It, or are you Team Taste It?
Yes.
These are the questions we ask.
These are important questions.
They are important questions.
Because based off of where you fall on this debate, I will judge you accordingly.
I think you can tell a lot about a person's personality and what they stand for in life based on whether they are Team Smell It or Team Taste It here on the K92 Morning Thang. This discussion came up the other day. I believe it was Antoine who was just curious. When it comes to stuff in your fridge.
Yeah.
It's like, do you smell it or do you taste it?
Yeah, like how do you decide what is about to go bad or what has gone bad?
Right. Like, let's say it is November 3rd and you are staring at milk and that milk says November 3rd. There's some questions that start coming up.
There's one question.
Is the milk any good?
Is it any good?
Yes.
And you have to decide, how are you going to find out if it's any good? Are you going to smell it or are you going to taste it?
So what team are you on? We need to know. Out yourself. You can keep your votes to yourself. That's your own privacy. But are you team smell it or are you team taste it? These are the things we want to know. And I guess, Antoine, you feel very strongly as teams as a smeller.
Yes, I feel like if you don't know, if you are questioning if something is good and you go in to taste it instead of smelling it, you are a serial killer.
You think so?
You're just jumping all in and just putting your tongue on something that could be bad. You just smell it. Get a little waft
now,
it up.
Now, if you get a... if you get a strong whiff of something and it, like, before you even go in for a taste, and that should tell you right there. But, you know, but if it's questionable in the sense of, you know, some like lunch meat or something, just give like a little nibble.
Just a little.
Oh, like, no.
Put your tongue right on there. And you know what, Antoine, here as the moderator of this debate, because Monica is team tasted, there will be no name calling of serial killer by you, only by me. If I choose to, as the moderator, call names,
that
then I
will. That was not a name call. Mm. That was me giving you a job title.
Okay. Ah, all right. It was a sweeping generalization and stereotype.
Occupation.
Fair enough. So, Monica, your team taste it, because you need to know the answer. Maybe your nose is lying to you, especially in this day and age. What do people lose their sense of? Smell.
They do.
I'm not eating raw chicken. I'm not like, you know, looking at a chicken, raw chicken, and saying, ooh, let me taste it a little bit, see if it's still good. Or cook it up and see if it's all right. Nope.
Yeah. Well, you know what I would say? I think we can all agree that first and foremost, we're all first team eyeballs. Okay?
Yes.
So if your eyeballs look at it and it's got mold on it, well, the game is over, friends.
Yeah.
We're done.
Not going to smell the mold.
But some people eat bread with a little bit of mold on it.
Ugh.
No.
Penicillin. Some people do.
I used to, you know, because something you get that, just that little tiny little spore, you know, that tiny little one, and you think, okay, well, it's just that one slice that's in the loaf, and I can just take that one off and go. And then I saw an article from Science. And,
tequila.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Tequila. Science said no. Science said
no,
that
if there's one slice of bread that has mold on it, get rid of it. You got to toss it.
Cheese. And the cheese is so sad because you think, look, I can just cut this one thing. But then I also think to myself, you know what? With that kind of attitude, we're just raising a generation of weak humans that can't handle a little spore. Why not?
Take an extra vitamin.
There are a group of people that will smell something and be like, oh, this doesn't smell right, and still go in and taste it. I just don't understand. If something doesn't smell right, then at the end of the day, you get rid of it.
Because you need to make doubly sure, because you're not entirely sure. Uh-huh. Does this smell right? Did I hit my head?
Are you the smeller or taster of the family? Because my family, they will go to the fridge and say, this doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right.
And
Mama,
they ask you to do
can
it.
You check it?
No.
And even Jared will be like, hey, babe, what do you think?
If
Woman,
you question.
Does this smell right to you?
If there's a question of whether or not it's still good, I'm not smelling or tasting it. I'm saying get rid of it. And we're at the point.
You don't have the right judgment. And that's actually what I would argue in this case. If your team taste, smellers are just cowards. That's all you
are.
That's
what I am.
I'll
take it.
You're a cowardly little lion.
I'll take it.
You're like,
no, this maybe smelled a little bit wrong, so I'm going to throw out the whole thing.
No.
What do you know?
No, I am that person that if you have to question whether something has expired or is taste bad or whatever, then just get rid of it. Let's start anew. Let's not have that kind of, you know, back and forth, high risk, high reward in our lives.
I have never heard the saying, don't knock it till you smell it. I have never heard that one. I've never heard it. Yeah. I'm also the tester in my house, Monica. They come to me. But what bothers me is they all come to me, but they don't care about my opinion one bit. I don't even know why they ask me. Well, my wife will do it all the time. Do you think this is still good? And I'll go... Yeah, this is definitely still good. And she'll go, all right. And she puts it back in the fridge and never eats it. Like, she won't eat it. She doesn't even believe it. I don't know why she asked. It's like a test. Why is she doing
and
that?
And see, I'm also the person.
See, Jared at least eat. He'll eat it.
I'm going by the expiration date, too.
Yeah.
If it says, if the milk says November 3rd, I'm throwing it out on November 3rd.
Even if it smells fine.
Regardless, I am such a nitpicker of those kind of rules. If it says... November 3rd.
So there's not a food.
It's thrown out.
Wow. There's not a food you would eat after the date.
Not a single thing.
That's wimpy.
If I know this is expired, it's a mental thing. I can't get past it.
Some of those things are just for the store. They're the sell by, because sell by is different than best before.
I treat myself like I'm a farmer market.
Is that what
it is? Like I'm a Kroger. So whatever that date is, whatever date they go by, I go by.
I want Antoine to have a shirt that says, I'm a farmer market.
I'm a farmer market. I can't be a farmer's market. Nope. I am the farmer market.
I'm a farmer market. A first day of work gone wrong. And before she could give birth, she needed to do something.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
That's all here in Blow Your Mind. Woman gets married, then finds out her husband is secretly blank.
Ooh, okay.
A, a woman. B, 13 years old. Or C, bald.
I'm going C. Mm. I'm going bald.
You're feeling bald.
Yes.
Bald brothers stick together. B was 13.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm gonna go bald.
You're gonna go bald? Yeah, you're right.
Correct.
He wore a toupee the whole time he dated her. She had no idea.
That's impressive.
And then when they got married, he was like, ta-da, I'm bald. Now she wants a divorce.
Now what you gonna do?
That's why you gotta go swimming. You gotta go to pools and beaches and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You need to go to Chicago, where there's some good wind, to see what's going on. How can you not tell? I mean, do you ever feel like you can't tell when someone's
bald? She didn't
bald?
Ever, like, run her fingers through his hair, you
right.
know?
I feel like, because I've seen a lot of, like, women with wigs and things like that that uh-huh. look so real.
Okay, yeah, that's different. Men, they never look but, so real. Though I guess,
obviously, it didn't hurt.
But I think there's a moment where you touch their head.
Right, though. Right. And when you think to yourself, man, this feels like something from the store, like, that's where you should wonder.
Obviously, it didn't.
Did they? They should have gone to Cancun, or they should have gone somewhere
that's
with a hot tub.
They like need to go to the... some water.
You had to go somewhere. You had to go do some stuff. So yeah, she wants a divorce now. This is in India. So in
what?
India, the police are looking into whether or not there's fraud involved, because that's...
Oh, good gracious. Yeah.
So you Come know what? On. It's a good perspective, though, of later on tonight when you're all mad at this country for one reason or the other, we're still America. So the police don't investigate wig-wearing men to see if it counts as a fraud.
Oh,
first
gracious.
Day of work gone horribly wrong, Antoine.
All right, what happened to this man on the first day of his brand new job?
I should point out, by the way, I thought it would be hilarious if she did find out that her husband was actually 13. He'd be like, I'm a boy, and no. I tricked you. Anyway, continue.
Long distance marriages. All right. Was it A, did he blind a customer? Ooh. B, did he curse out a customer by accident? Mm. Or C, did he quit the wrong job?
Okay. Oh, I hope he didn't blind a customer. That's a terrible first day at work. Unless he works at the Institute of Blinding People, then in that case, it's...
That's in the description.
Yeah,
but weird. Accidents,
it's,
you know, that'd be an unfortunate accident. But I'll go that. I'll go A.
You're going A. Oh, my God. I'm going to just go that he accidentally cussed somebody out. We'll go B.
When I was writing the choices, I really wish it was C, because I feel like that would have been a great story. Mm-hmm. But Monica's right.
What?
Somebody ended up getting blinded. So, at certain facilities, before a customer can walk in, they have to get their temperature taken, and they have to get hand sanitizer.
Okay.
You have the temperature, which is a forehead thing. You press against the forehead, get the number,
and then
you spray sanitizer in their hand.
Okay.
He was confused on which was which. He got so caught up in the amount of people. So when he went to do the temperature,
he sprayed it in their
eyes. He sprayed hand sanitizer in this little girl's eyes.
And she's blind now, or just temporarily?
She was just
blind.
Temporary blind.
Okay,
not
right.
Permanent blind.
Whew, man.
I was like, what kind of sanitizer?
That alcohol right in your eye.
What kind of job interview process was this? I mean, did they just hand him the two things? Like, all right,
which is which? And he got it right on the first go.
Thermometer, go. You're hired. Get out there and do that.
But it happens. Like, sometimes, because there's been times, like, when I've been tired in the morning, I've almost put deodorant on my toothbrush.
Ooh.
Because I've got, like, so tired. I was like, wait, that doesn't go there.
I'll be on the lookout, Monica, if Antoine smells
his
extra.
Mouth smell like secret.
Like, boy, your breath smells powdery. What's going on over there? She had to give birth, but she had to do something first.
Yeah. Yeah, she went to labor, and she says, hold on, I got to do something first. Was it A, vote, B, yell at her husband, C, pick up her to-go order?
Okay. You want to think it's vote. You know, it's one of those stories on election day, and just, man, she was so into voting. Probably is vote. I want it to be that she yelled at her husband, though. Actually, I kind of want it to be to-go order.
See, I'm going with to-go order.
Like, hang on, I got to get these wings.
Like, I've ordered these wings. I got to get them.
I can see Monica doing that. But like, oh, no, I'm eating these, okay? I'm not eating whatever they have at the hospital. I'm eating these. You know what, Antoine? We'll either be right or wrong together.
All right, to-go order.
Food order.
Well, you both are wrong. Vote. I know.
Lame.
Go vote. Yeah, she was determined to vote. She's like, I know I'm in labor, but I need to go ahead and get this done.
Boo! So, how dare you do
the
right thing?
How does that work?
Does she skip the line? Do you let her
skip
the line?
Oh, she has to skip the line.
I mean, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to.
Oh, would you?
I would
love a video.
I would be okay with letting her skip the line, but I know there are a lot of evil old ladies out there that would not.
Oh, no.
They would have lots of things to say.
They're going to block. They're going to be like, I've been waiting here for 20 minutes.
You're going to steal my vote.
You wouldn't let your elder skip the line.
Oh, heck no.
She should have voted early anyway. She knew she was pregnant. She knew her date was around this time. Why is she not responsible enough to vote early?
She could have done the early voting.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. And no, Monica, I'm not letting any old people cut. I'm actually
not in the least bit.
I'm thinking, like, I'm going to try to give some of them the wrong directions to just go somewhere else. And yes, you voted, darling. I'm kidding.
I am never, under any circumstances, and you can take it how you want to, I am never voluntarily putting myself behind an old person in any line.
They have too many questions.
Ever.
Yep, you're right about that. You are. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.